With CAP Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. Arizona state lawmakers have overcome a major hurdle in repealing an 1864 abortion ban that was upheld by the state's Supreme Court earlier this month. Lawmakers made progress yesterday with a bill that would take the ban off the books. Meanwhile, in California, lawmakers are moving to open the doors to Arizona abortion providers just in case. CAP Radio's Kate Wolf has the story.
The Arizona ban would subject anyone who supplies or administers an abortion to 2 to 5 years in state prison. Legislation proposed in California would give temporary authorization to Arizona doctors to practice in California until December of this year. State Senator Nancy Skinner authored the bill.
I also want to give a shout out to Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, because she had the courage to put out the call to neighboring states to support Arizona doctors and patients. And that's what we are responding to.
Governor Gavin Newsom's office says the bill will be an important stopgap, even if the ban is repealed. Kate Wolf, CAP Radio News.
California's Office of Healthcare Affordability has approved a plan that could begin to moderate the increasing costs of healthcare in the state. The board was tasked with approving a statewide spending target. That's the total amount that spending on healthcare is allowed to grow, including individual, employer, and government spending. Consumer advocacy groups argued healthcare costs should only grow by 3% per year, down from a two-decade average of 5.4% annually. The board sided with those advocates yesterday and approved a phased-in approach. Laurel Lucia researches healthcare affordability at the UC Berkeley Labor Center.
When it comes to healthcare affordability, I think a lot of Californians are unfortunately used to things just getting worse and worse and worse. And this spending target has the potential to make things better.
The CEO of the California Hospital Association said the target is not realistic and will have significant consequences for patient care. Workers in California who've been on strike at least 2 weeks would be able to collect unemployment benefits under a bill introduced yesterday at the state capitol. CAP Radio's Tony Rodriguez says a similar measure was vetoed by the governor last year.
If approved, striking laborers in the state could collect unemployment benefits during the duration of a strike, lockout, or trade dispute, which is currently prohibited. Lorena Gonzalez is the executive secretary of the California Labor Federation. She says the bill will give cushion to workers in need of assistance while striking.
Unemployment insurance is paid into for every single worker. What we're trying to do is to stop the prohibition of striking workers from getting that insurance. It's cruel. It's unnecessary. If you look at other states who offer unemployment insurance for striking workers, we know that it's doable.
Opponents say the bill imposes an unfair tax burden on all California employers, not just those with striking workers. Robert Moutry is a policy advocate for the California Chamber of Commerce. He says the legislation would also threaten an already insolvent California unemployment insurance fund.
The vast majority of California employers have never had a strike, will never have a strike, but will see increased tax payments because of this bill. At the present point, it does not differ from last year's bill, which raises the question if the governor will view it differently.
The bill received a 4-1 vote and won initial approval in the Public Employment and Retirement Policy Committee. Tony Rodriguez, CAP Radio News.
More news at capradio.org.
Support for CAP Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a community-based provider working to meet listeners' unique health care needs with a variety of plans this open enrollment season. Information at westernhealth.com.